As we roll into summer, all across our area, garden clubs are having tours of their best and finest gardens. That's in New York State, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. And today we're going to talk to Aminia Garden Club President Kenneth Monteiro about the upcoming Aminia Garden Club's Real Gardens of Aminia. That will be on July 11th. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.
You have your garden in on the tour in Aminia, I understand.
Yes.
Can you give us an idea of how the tour in Aminia will work?
Sure. Our tour, there are five gardens in total, so I'm one of the five. People can buy tickets online at ameniagardens.org. They're only $20, which is a real bargain because some garden tours charge up to $40 per garden. So you get to see all five for $20. And ticket buyers will receive a map of where the gardens are. And it's a self-guided tour. People can go to whichever gardens or all of them. And usually the garden owner is there walking around and is free to answer questions or point out plants or whatever people are interested in.
Are these gardens managed by the owners themselves, or are they professionals that come in and do this?
Well, that's, I think, something special about our garden tour. We try very hard to find a wide range of gardens every year, everything from, modest home with maybe a couple of raised beds for vegetables and a perennial bed and some nice trees to a large garden that maybe has professional staff or just has crazy people like myself who work in their garden all the time.
You got to be careful about those crazy people in the garden, right?
Yes. I like that we have different gardens because sometimes professionally managed gardens can be intimidating for people. And I think it's great that people can see things that they can actually accomplish and maybe, imitate at their own home.
I think that's a great philosophy on that. I don't particularly think I'd want to buy tickets to go see these professionally made gardens. I want to see the local talent and what people can do. And of course, I'm sure there's a big variety between these gardens. You say as well that some are vegetable as well as floral.
Yeah, I think maybe three out of the five have vegetable gardens. My garden, I have a very large vegetable garden, as well as a berry patch and some fruit trees. But there's a big mix.
There will be people at each of these gardens to talk to on the day of the tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I find being on a tour incredibly satisfying as a gardener because when I'm out in my garden, all I see are the problems. This needs to be pruned, that needs to be weeded. But when people come, they're very complimentary, and I actually get to sort of stand back and say, "Oh yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for pointing it out." And so it's a real pleasure for me as an owner.
How widespread are these gardens in the town of Aminia? Like so many towns here, we cover large swaths of land. So, any idea how long it might take one to do the tour?
It depends on how long you stay at each garden, but you could certainly visit all five in the 4 hours. They are spread out this year. We have one garden actually outside of Aminia in Millerton, but we have one in Smithfield, which is in the north, one in Wassaic, which is in the south, one close to the Sharon, Connecticut border, and one close to the Millbrook border.
Tell us a bit about the Aminia Garden Club.
So the Garden Club, I think, is a great organization. We have a series of talks in the winter months. Last year, we had a talk, what I did last summer in my garden. We had members send in pictures, and people talked about what they had accomplished or what didn't work in their garden over the year. We had the head gardener at Innisfree Garden in Millbrook come and do a talk about the history of that garden. And then the garden club got a private tour of Innisfree earlier this month. We also have a end of season garden party for our members. And also we do a members bulb giveaway in the late fall. We usually give away like a dozen daffodils or some other bulbs for people to plant. So it's a great deal for $20 a year. And it's a fun group, and we really like each other. It's a great time.
Yeah, liking each other is kind of helpful, right?
Yep.
How long is
And
the
it's
garden?
great to like have people that you can ask questions of and exchange ideas. So it's very helpful when you're gardening too.
How long has the garden club been in existence?
At least 40 years. I've lived in Wassaic for a little over 20 and met the two of the people who started it. They were really great, lovely people, Diana King and George Fenn. They're not with us anymore, but they led the garden tour for decades, and just this new group took over after they passed.
Yeah, I actually did the tour a number of years ago and did video work for the local access channel on that. I can't remember exactly when, but it was a long time ago. But it was an interesting trip and very interesting people, which you speak of some that I saw that year. And the gardens had their own personal touch, which was what was really nice about what I saw that season. We're talking to Kenneth Montero, who is the president of Aminia Garden Club, about the Real Gardens of Aminia tour, which is coming on Saturday, July 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will be a self-guided tour. You can purchase tickets by going to the website at aminiagardens.org. You can tour five gardens over there, which you should be able to do in that 4 hours. Have we covered most of the bases here?
I think so, yes.
The only things I'll add to that, rain or shine, no pets, please. Children are welcome as long as they're well supervised, and there are no bathroom facilities available. So make sure you're ready for the long haul. Thank you for your time, Kenneth, and I certainly hope you have a great turnout, and I hope you don't have rain as well.
Thank you so much.